Milwaukee is a hotspot for Yemeni coffee shops. They sell coffee made from beans grown in Yemen and often use traditional Yemeni coffee recipes. And they're usually open much later than other coffee shops. WUWM's Eddie Morales and Mayan Silver are drinking their way through several Milwaukee spots, and they have this report.
It's 8:30 in the morning. This, where we're sitting right now, is a very new spot called Haraz Coffee. What's going on in your head?
That I could really use some coffee, so I'm glad I'm here.
Haraz Coffee House is on the corner of Oakland and Locust near UWM. It's been around since March, part of the Yemeni coffee shop boom that began last year in Milwaukee.
My name is Mahdi Hassan. I'm the owner of Haraz Coffee on Oakland.
Hassan is a third-generation Palestinian. He opened Haraz to get more of a social scene going on near the UWM campus.
I actually wanted to bring, hopefully, something to the east side where, you know, we're pretty much available to people from 7 in the morning till midnight time.
So Haraz has floor-to-ceiling windows.
Yeah, the seating area is nice and cozy. It's got small tables and wicker seats.
One wall has this really colorful mural of a coffee farmer. It shows him working in the coffee fields in the mountains. That really gave us a hint about what's so special about Yemeni coffee.
It's a region that has a high altitude. It's actually better for the bean, so it gives it that acidity wine taste to the bean.
Turns out, Yemen is one of the oldest coffee regions in the world. It's where one of the world's most popular coffee beans, Arabica coffee, were first cultivated. Farmers in Yemen use a technique where they actually sun-dry the beans. Hassan told us that Haraz takes those coffee beans and makes all kinds of drinks and treats.
We had to ask Hassan for advice on what to order, and he suggested his most popular drink with Middle Easterners.
Turkish coffee, that's one thing that most Middle Easterners actually drink.
Interesting, Turkish coffee.
Because actually we're using the Yemeni beans for the Turkish coffee, actually.
So we learned how to make Turkish coffee, right, Mayan?
Yeah, basically you boil very finely ground coffee powder with water in a special pot. You pour the coffee into small cups and sip it really slowly. You leave the coffee grounds at the bottom. And Hassan says it's really different from milky espresso drinks like lattes.
That's what I like about it, because lattes are made pretty fresh, but they get cold a little too quickly, depending on like if you're on the move or not. But with traditional drinks, literally, the cup will be boiling hot for hours and hours.
Nice. So that encourages sitting around, playing a game of backgammon, you know,
yeah.
Relaxing.
Exactly. And again, you could be sipping on it for hours, doing other things as well.
Hassan gives us a copper tray with designs on it, a little copper coffee pot, and two copper cups. It's a mix of medium roast and dark roast.
Eddie, you have one request about coffees, right?
I like things to taste as sweet as possible, sure, but without being very sugary. So I've kind of switched from like using real sugar to like stevia and stuff lately at home. But I'm open to like a little bit of sugar, though, just to make it taste sweet.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it traditionally comes with no sugar, but some people like to add it with sugar. I personally like to drink it with a little bit of sugar. So
I would like a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Luckily for you, Eddie, you can set the sugar levels yourself.
Yep, I put a little bit in there.
So here we are, trying it with the little copper cups, taking little sips.
Very hot. But it's like, I get that, like, sipping on it over a long period of time. It's like,
it's really nice.
Haraz makes Turkish coffee and many more treats on site, including the Adani tea. That's black tea, traditionally flavored with cardamom, nutmeg, cinnamon, and cloves. I'm Eddie Morales.
And I'm Ayan Silver.
For 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.